views and opinions expressed during this podcast are not necessarily those of any commercial radio station, any government organization. The views and opinions expressed during the show are solely those of Dan and Doc. If you don't like it, fuck it. Don't subscribe. This is the Creepy Sleepy Show. Indie Rock and Politics.
Hi, this is Tabby coming to you live and direct from KSUK, K-Suck Commercial Radio. Next hour we got new ones from Hillary Fluff, Sum 31, a modern classic from those guys in Chingley, and Nickel Suck. Only on...
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Right now. It's extremely supporting of the president.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage.
Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrator.
So and a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
You're now rocking it with Doc and Dan on the Creepy Sleepy Show, Indie Rock and Politics.
All right, this is the Creepy Sleepy Show, Indie Rock and Politics. I'm Dan.
I'm Doc.
And we are podcasting now for the first time with our one microphone here.
Yeah. Well, I think we should give the listeners a little bit of history about the Creepy Sleepy Show.
That's right. So, for our worldwide audience, which is... Now everybody, our only audience, since we are no longer on FM radio. Actually, today is a commemorative day. It's the last day that we are doing the FM transmission of the Creepy Sleepy Show, and that's on KBHUFM.com. And, Doc?
Well, we actually started the Creepy Sleepy Show, last fall.
September 2004.
And we've been doing it pretty much every single week since then, except for the times when we took off during Christmas.
And the Creepy Sleepy Show started off as a show I did in 1998 through 2002 on KBHU-FM, which is the college radio station for Black Hills State University. And it was featuring just independent underground music, pretty simple. And we decided to resurrect it this year with a show that had a little more social importance or impact.
Yeah, we've had a lot of problems with people, not doing any kind of social value on the radio station, so we decided to do it ourselves.
That's right.
The old adage of it.
So we promptly interviewed senators.
And influenced elections.
And influenced elections, that's right. We interviewed Senator John Thune, or he wasn't Senator Thune, he was Mr. Thune at the time. And
he was lobbyist Mr. Thune.
Yes, Mr. Lobbyist. And at the time, Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle.
And we basically had a lot of fun with those guys, and we provided a very valuable public service to our fellow students in that we provided them with voter information with which to make their decision.
So we decided to take this to a podcast for a couple reasons. The first is, FM radio sucks.
Yeah, and we only had 100 watts down there in the basement, too, so...
And the second is that it's certainly not a revolution, but podcasting represents a democratization of dissemination of information.
And plus, it's easier to do a recorded show than it is a live show.
And we can say words like shit, piss, cunt, fuck, motherfucker, asshole, tits, and not get fined several thousand dollars per offense. So
all those of you guys out there right now that are listening, that have been a fan of the Creepy Sleepy Show, all 10 of you or so, you'll still see a lot of the same things that we had on our FM show. And also, we'll have a lot more stuff because we can get away with a lot more stuff now.
That's right. So, if you're interested, you can email us at creepysleepyshow@yahoo.com or visit our MySpace account, which is myspace.com/creepysleepy. We are going to be operating under the auspices of diamondmindmedia.com whenever that gets up and launched, but we want to say thanks to openpodcast.org for letting us send this through. And we're going to get the microphone situation taken care of so we can approximate a studio.
And just so you guys know, a real quick overview about the format of our show. What we're going to try to do is we're going to try to play some independent underground music, but it's going to be basically a talk show with music interspliced. We're moving more toward the talk because it's easier to do that on the internet and not have to worry about licensing of music. And so we're going to do that. We're going to play a bunch of cool commercials. And today we got a band called Life and Bro, right?
That's right. This is a band that I work for in Northern California. They're a great indie rock band produced by Judah from the Velveteen. Right now, let's pay some bills.
This Creepy Sleepy Show underwriting grant is brought to you by A Crazy Guy with Cash.
Hi, this is Bob, and I'm a homeless man who recently just won the lottery, so I decided to support my favorite podcast by donating lots of money to their show, and in return, they promised to play my crazy music.
That's right, Bob, and this offer is now open to all musicians. If you got a song and $50,000, we'll play whatever you want.
You see, back in the FM radio days, they used to call this type of practice payola, and it's technically illegal. But now that the Creepy Sleepy Show is podcasting, we'll take all kinds of money from musicians.
Hey, Doc and Dan, I've got a song. I think it's a hit, and everyone else thinks it sucks. Can I be on your show?
Sure, for $50,000.
That's right, we're now offering the Creepy Sleepy Guarantee. No melody, no talent, no problems. If you've got $50,000, we'll get you on our podcast.
This offer is limited to unsigned, unrepresented musicians. Please send all music and a check for $50,000 to the Creepy Sleepy Show, care of Doc and Dan, or email your music and bank routing information to creepysleepyshow@gmail.com.
The Creepy Sleepy Show. Indie rock, politics, and payola.
All right, the Creepy Sleepy Show is back, and this is a band from Northern California. They are called Life in Braille. The record was produced by Judah from the Velveteen, and hopefully on DiamondMindMedia.com we will be selling the official electronic download release of this record as Life in Braille gets ready to tour this summer. Right now, this is a song from their second record, which is called Proxy Music. The song we're about to hear is called Gold Crutches. So that's a Creepy Sleepy Show. It's indie rock and politics. Make sure you check us out. We're going to go through openpodcast.org for right now. And as soon as the DiamondMindMedia.com is up and running, we'll bring in the Creepy Sleepy Show on a regular basis.
It's Gold Crutches from Life in Braille from Santa Rosa, California. Coming up next week, we got a full-length show for you. Up until the time we get our own site, check us out at myspace.com/creepysleepyshow or creepysleepyshow@yahoo.com.
I'm Dan Patterson with Doc Stodden, Indie Rock and Politics. It's the Creepy Sleepy Show.
Here's James Brown.
Hi, this is James Brown.
And this is Dan from the Creepy Sleepy Show.
And this is Doc, also from the Creepy Sleepy Show.
And you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like Doc and Dan. But my advice to them is to first use drugs, then pursue a career.
Whoa, whoa, James, aren't you forgetting something?
Don't be a dropper.
No, damn it. The Creepy Sleepy Show podcast, remember?
Join the rest of your friends, then use drugs.
You know, James, you've got a one-track mind.
James Brown, Soul Brother number one.
Get ready for the brand new Creepy Sleepy Show podcast.
Say what?
That's right. It's the legendary, award-winning Creepy Sleepy Show podcast. Indie Rock and Politics with Doc and Dan.
Coming soon from Diamond Mine Media.
Right on, brother.
You're listening to Indie Rock and Politics on the Creepy Sleepy Show in transmission.